This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It is 7:31 and you are back with Generation Next, the home for news and views critical to LGBTI youth, with Maddie,
Eleanor,
and Stefan,
who was a little bit slow to catch on there.
You okay. Love it, Debs.
It's okay, Stephen. You'll catch up to us eventually.
Remember, if you've got anything to add to what we're talking about, or you want to randomly cheer for any of us or send messages of love, feel free. Yep. Confessions of love are always welcome.
Always welcome.
Yeah. 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. We have got a couple of texts in. First one about our earlier topic of youth unemployment.
Absolutely.
My trouble with employment is that I don't even know what I want to do, let alone start looking for employers.
Definitely. I mean, that's a big thing a lot of my friends at school are facing. They're just sitting there going, I don't know what I want to do. So they just do nothing and then they're just left stuck. So, I mean, Cal definitely said he'd be looking for work for anywhere. So it's a place to start, even if it's not where you want to go in the end.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, a lot of the time you just sort of have to take whatever you can get. Mm. Other texts we got, great to hear strong and sassy women on radio. Go, girl. Yeah, Eleanor and I high-fived at that. And we're just waving.
We're just waving.
Yeah, sorry, aww. Dude.
Sorry. Maybe next time someone will finally love you.
At least my mum loves me.
Anyway, something that's been that we've seen a bit in the news lately, and let's face it, on Tumblr, that's where I get about 90% of my news.
Yep, I feel you.
And I'm not going to read out this headline because it makes me laugh.
Can I read it?
If you insist.
Anti-gay activists go crackers over ad for crackers.
Yes. A US food manufacturer that produced an advert featuring same-sex family has hit back at the commercial's critics. The ad for Nabisco Honeymade Crackers features a number of representations of modern American families with the slogan, "This is wholesome." The families portrayed included a father in the military, multiracial parents, and two gay dads.
The horror!
Gay dads! And it was the latter depiction that caused most of the controversy. 1 million mums, I'm doing finger quotes there, you can't see them, but they were there.
Yep.
An absolutely. Offshoot of the conservative organisation, the American Family Association, condemned the ads as normalising sin.
Woo.
I'm going to quote here. This commercial not only promotes homosexuality, but then calls the scene in the advertisement wholesome. There is concern about the way this ad is pushing the LGBT agenda. But an even greater concern is the way they are changing the meaning of the word wholesome, the group said in a statement.
So, a boycott of Honeymade products has actually been organised by this group, 1 Million Mums. However, the brand's owner, Mondelez International, which also produces Cadbury chocolate and Vegemite...
So, basically my favourite thing in the world.
Pretty much, yeah. I think we're all fans of the company here. They seemed far from perturbed by the controversy. In fact, the company produced a video in response to the negative comments that is seemingly designed to infuriate the naysayers even further. In the new ad, two artists are surrounded with printouts of negative comments about the ad found on Facebook and Twitter, including remarks such as disgusting and do not approve. These are then rolled up and fashioned into a sculpture that reads love.
I love that.
Meanwhile, clips from the original ad, including dads with their sons, are repeated. Mondelez said they have received 10 times as many positive comments about the campaign than negative. The original advert has now been viewed over 5 million times, while the follow-up screen scene is by 3 million people in just 3 days.
I mean, Best part, the Boycott Honeymade Facebook page, and I've got 1 million mums behind them. Guess how many likes they've got?
442. Hmm.
Oh my
God. You get a slow clap for that. Well done, 1 million mums.
Good job, guys.
Clearly all 1 million of you have put your weight behind this.
My question is why 1 million mums care about gay dads.
Well, I guess they figure, no, children need one mum and one dad. And
oh, yes.
I don't get that.
Single mums don't exist, by the way. They're
no such thing.
Yeah, I didn't grow up in a single mum family. That didn't happen.
No. But yeah, there's been the whole talk about non-traditional families and how they're supposedly so damaging for kids. Haven't there been quite a lot of studies saying that kids from same-sex parents do just as well, if not slightly better?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean... Look, I've had experiences as a young transgender girl. I've had experiences with children, and I found a lot of the time they're just beautiful. They like, oh, okay, sure. They don't seem to have any worries about it. Like, oh, you're a girl, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And what's your point?
It's
where
the
are you
parents
going?
Who... Absolutely. Like, in Texas recently, there was a transgender teacher who was fired when people found out
that.
She was transgender. And it was... She was teaching a like grade 5 class, so 10, 11-year-olds. The kids didn't care. It was just a few of the parents who made a stink about, oh, she's exposing the children to her lifestyle.
I think she actually did, in the end, get the job back.
Yes, she did.
I think it was only a temporary suspension based on just a crazy panic.
Yeah, I think they initially said that it was going to, you know, that it wasn't just temporary, but they got over 100 parents at a board meeting, and thankfully more of them were were supporting her.
Absolutely. I think we can really see that there's been a good positive shift, especially fairly recently, in terms of acceptance of all LGBTI people, but I think especially transgender people, which is really good because I think there can be a bit of ground to be made up there.
Oh, definitely. But in, like, parenting and education, people seem to think that we're a danger to children. No. You know, it's so much more damaging to raise children with hatred than to raise them as a gay family. And that's what these parents are doing, these 1 million mums. They're teaching their children, you know, it's fine to hate people who are different to you. Is that how you
is
want
that,
to raise your kids?
Is that really what you
are those are really Christian values?
They're the sort of twisted values
that they claim
to be Christian.
Yeah, they're not done in good conscience.
Love thy neighbour.
Absolutely.
Remember last year, Senator, I think it was Bernard Gaynor, something like that, was talking about how he wouldn't want his child taught by a gay teacher. I'm a gay teacher. You know what? I would love to teach your child because I would teach them the, you know, acceptance of all people that you don't seem to be doing. And you know what? I don't know what your values are, but those are mine.
We don't have any secret agenda. We just want everyone to be happy with who they, you know, being who they are.
We're going to take over there.
Yeah, just like give a gay agenda. You know, I need to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
We've got a birthday cake to make.
We need to use bathrooms. That's a thing that we need to do sometimes.
There is that too, with all this fuss about, no, unisex bathrooms. Yeah, that was in the news lately with someone saying, oh, when you see a man in a dress peeking at you in the bathroom, remember that I didn't
man
vote for it.
Man in a dress.
It's like, we're here to pee, not to be misgendered.
True.
Yeah. Or to peek at women, like,
Yeah, well, and an interesting point that I think we could look at is, What do you think would happen if that ad was aired in Australia? Would we get the same kind of response?
I think we probably would because I think we have a smaller religious right, per se, than the US, but we do have a lot of bogans. Like, the sort... You know what I mean by that? The sort of conservative bogan?
Yeah, I know the kind of image you're capturing there. And I mean, I don't know, I'm personally a little bit more hopeful of Australia a lot of the time. I think there can be a lot of... There can be a lot of closed-mindedness, but people tend to have less of a virulent, explosive reaction compared to what we've heard in places like America.
Yeah, this is true.
The worst we have is Corey Bernardi.
For a second, you said Corey, and I thought you were talking about like that dude several years ago the one who had that party.
Oh! He was, like, from my area. Oh, no.
Yeah, I actually think from some of the statistics, what was it, a couple of years ago, I think 66, 67% of Australians supported same-sex marriage, which isn't necessarily supportive of most LGBT issues, but, you know, it's probably one of the more wider surveys there is around. Well, in the US, it's smaller. It's something like, it's 50-something percent in support.
I think Australia really is... Not that bad. I think it could be a lot worse.
But yeah, absolutely.
That doesn't mean that we're obviously finished. There's a lot that we still need to do.
Oh, absolutely. I know that just thinking about one of the studies that I saw about, and this is US-based, but that I just found really interesting with different religions and their acceptance of sexuality, you'd think, you know, the non-religious cohort would be the most accepting. They weren't. Orthodox Jewish people.
Oh.
Had the highest rate, like 83% were supportive of equal rights for LGBT people. I just found that really, really nice.
Actually, I have a friend who's a bisexual transgender male, and he's a great guy. But he's Jewish, and he follows his faith strongly. But he's just wonderful. I love him.
Yeah, a text that we had in said, when we're talking about hate against LGBTIQ peeps, in my experience, this hate has had roots in religion, which a lot does come from that. No, certainly not saying all religion is bad, but the people who use it, who twist it to promote their own hatred, that's what I can't stand.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's a line from the Bible that says something along the lines of, you know, if you kick your kids out, you're worse than the sinners.
Yeah, it's like that that rabbi and the not rabbi that I religious
the religious
leader.
Figure.
Yes, who put up sign outside the church saying Jesus would stone homos. Have you read the Bible?
He will stone anyone.
You know how Jesus, you know how Jesus refused to stone an adulteress? Do you know anything about your own religion?
I'm actually thinking of that. There was a church, I believe, who posted a homophobic message, and across, and meanwhile across the road, the church that there was another church that said something like, "We welcome all Christians in our church."
I love that kind of
just sort of backsass casually.
Yes, I love that kind of response. It was like when Barilla Pastor said they would never have a gay family in their ads. Every other pastor company started doing exactly
that.
It's really
great.
I loved it. Like little gay pastor ads with two beau pastors together and two penne pastors together with a little beau pastor baby.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.